So among the debates this election season, none of this will seem unfamiliar. Listen.
We won't let this must be banned. We are here to take us.
Well, I think the wounds are still very fresh with World Trade Center problems, and I believe that it takes more than 9 years to heal something that tragic.
So much is based on opinion and fear and not facts.
I think if they moved it, they would get the respect of more Americans that if they play hardball, want to keep it here on the spot.
How big should the no mosque zone be around the World Trade Center site? There's already a mosque four blocks away. Should it be moved?
Voices, including Mayor Michael Bloomberg here in New York, collected by our home station WNYC, that really depict this nationwide global debate over this mosque Islamic center in Lower Manhattan.
And this is a debate that's actually repeated in many, many cities all around the country where there's protests about mosques in communities from coast to coast.
A debate that may culminate with the 9th anniversary of September 11th, which takes place on this Saturday. And at the intersection of all that sort of history, anniversary, and debate is Faisal Abdul-Rauf, who was on a tour for the State Department talking about religious tolerance. He is the imam, at the head of this Islamic center. And our partner, the New York Times, published an op-ed by him this morning. We want to give you a feel for the remarks. His first statements since this debate was so highly inflamed.
Long awaited, I think it's fair to say. Here's what he had to say about why this is the first time he's spoken up. He says, "Many people wondered why I didn't speak out more and sooner about this project. I felt that it would not be right to comment from abroad. It would be better if I addressed these issues once I returned home to America and after I could confer with leaders of other faiths who've been deliberating with us over this project. My life's work has been focused on building bridges between religious groups, and never has that been as important as it is now."
He commented that around the world, people were paying close attention to this debate, and he said the level of attention reflects the degree to which people around the world care about the very American values under debate: recognition of the rights of others, tolerance, and freedom of worship, he writes. He also says the project, referring to the Islamic Center in Lower Manhattan, will amplify the multi-faith approach that the Cordoba Initiative, that's the name of it, right, has deployed in concrete ways for years. Our name, Cordoba, was inspired by the city in Spain where Muslims, Christians, and Jews coexisted in the Middle Ages during a period of great cultural enrichment created by Muslims.
And he also says, he talks about the Middle East conflict and says, from the political conflicts between Israelis and Palestinians to the building of a community center in Lower Manhattan, Muslims and members of all faiths must work together if we're going to succeed in fostering understanding at peace. So he's clearly making a connection between the debate going on here to these kinds of conflicts all around the world.
You know, the interesting thing about this op-ed, and if you read the whole thing, you get a sense of this, that the mechanisms for finding common ground in Lower Manhattan are the same, he says, as the mechanisms for finding common ground in other more troublesome places, such as Israel and Palestine. He directed his remarks to the victims of 9/11, and here he writes, "I'm very sensitive to the feelings of the families of the victims of 9/11, as are my fellow leaders of many faiths. We will accordingly seek the support of those families and the support of our vibrant neighborhood as we consider the ultimate plans for the community center."
And this is how he ends his op-ed. He says, "The very word Islam comes from a word cognate to shalom, which means peace in Hebrew. The Quran declares in its 36th chapter, regarded by the Prophet Muhammad as the heart of the Quran, in a verse deemed the heart of this chapter, 'Peace is a word spoken from a merciful Lord. How better to commemorate 9/11 than to urge our fellow Muslims, fellow Christians, and fellow Jews to follow the fundamental common impulse of our great faith traditions.'"
The words of Imam Faisal Abdul-Rauf in the New York Times. He'll give an exclusive interview on CNN today.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.